you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, we've been watching American lifespans steadily decline in recent years. It's easy to say, well, you know, I mean, you can tell looking at us, we're more overweight and all of that. But one of the things that has dramatically increased over the last couple of decades is dementia. And this new study was a top 10 in the country story. And you could see why. This new study found it finds entire spoonful of microplastics in people's brains. But here's the takeaway. Three times as much in those with dementia. So apparently your brain is like 99.5% brain tissue, and I guess the rest is plastic. I don't know.
Okay.
Even more troubling, these tiny particles, they say, are accumulating rapidly, having increased 50% over the past 8 years. And they were able to actually, they did this. This is not one of these self-reported studies. They actually did this with brains from autopsies, University of Mexico. And what's so fascinating about it is they looked at brains, not just from, hey, you know, randomly collected people. They did it in specific years. So 28 autopsies conducted in 2016, 24 from 2024, and going back like that. So, and they say that's significant because global plastic production has more than doubled over the last two decades. So it now totals about 400 million tons annually. One of the things that they're learning in this study is how small microplastics can break down to as small as a virus, the size of a virus, and cross the brain barrier. And once they cross, they don't seem to go back the other way. They accumulate.
Talk about illegal immigration.
Yeah, really. Oh, I know. Well, so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, RFK can't take office soon. You know, we need somebody with an open mind who is not going to bow to industry and who's going to actually follow the science, not pretend follow the science, but like actually follow the science. They say the way that we irrigate fields is with plastic contaminated water. The plastics build up there. Do you know, by the way, why a lot of the microplastics got into the water? This is the craziest part of all.
Okay, let's hear it.
Remember the recycling?
Yeah.
Push.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, where the left was absolutely dogmatic about recycling. Well, when they broke down a lot of that recycled material in the plants, the microplastics ended up in the water. Hmm. And the microplastics continued to break down. They never fully break down. They just get smaller, which increases their ability to pass through our tissues. And so all of that recycling that we do is not the only thing causing it. There's a lot of other things. We wrap everything in plastic now, right? So there's that. That is it, too. But part of it is basically the left demanding the stupid recycling that, by the way, many people are moving away from now. It's terrible for the environment, but it's terrible for us, too. And that stuff's in the water. It's really hard to get it back out of the water. And so they're saying there needs to be a lot more study as to how we get it. The guy, Dr. Campton, who did the study for University of Mexico, says he thinks the primary route of entry is through our food, particularly meat. And he says the way we irrigate fields is with plastic contaminated water. Plastics build up there. We feed those crops to our livestock. We take the manure, we put it back in the field. So there's that sort of feed forward biomagnification that he says. Anyway, we're still learning and understanding how the chemicals in plastics affect us. It's not good. I've had a lot of those studies. And, you know, just reading RFK's publication called Children's Defender, it's excellent because he doesn't just make wild claims. He actually links to the studies. Over the years, I mean, I've chucked plastic out. I mean, I do not. You can't get it completely out of your life, but yeah. I'm like, I will not store stuff in plastic. I store it in glass. That's non-lead.
That's what I've started doing,
yeah.
Too. I've, you know, been paying attention to this, and you've been influencing me. And so most of the containers I use for leftovers at the house are glass. Now, they've got a plastic top on them, but they're actually the food is sitting in the glass, which we are told is less of a contaminant issue. And then I try to use the metal, like water bottles and coffee tumblers and stuff like that, as opposed to plastic.
There was a Norwegian study, a big one, it's been about a year ago now, and RFK made a lot of it about it on his site, which is how I knew about it. And when you heat plastic, when you heat it,
I can see that,
and you think heat it, I'm not talking about melting it, I'm talking about like in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
And it,
or in the microwave.
Or in the microwave. It emits over 200 chemicals into whatever you're nuking. Even just the dishwasher, it gets it warm enough to do it. And so if you've got that like plastic cup thing that you take to the gym every time, the older the plastic gets, the more it breaks down every time it's exposed to heat. It's really bad. So don't heat stuff up in the microwave. Bad news. Every once in a while, I'll have like a TV dinner when I'm in a real hurry. I try to cook fresh, but every once in a while I have to do that. I will take the TV dinner, which is always frozen, and I'm usually eating like Amy's and stuff, so it's pretty good to begin with, but I'll take it out of the plastic. I will move, when it's frozen, it's easy to do, and I'll move it into glass and heat it in that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I do not cook in plastic. So look, we can't get away from the plastic, but there's a lot of little things in your life that you can do. One of the worst things to do is to drink coffee out of plastic. And even if you're drinking out of the paper coffee cups, those are coated in plastic. You don't want to do that. So if you're going to like Starbucks in the morning, get yourself a stainless steel mug.
That's what I got.
Yep. Bring that in and put the coffee in there if you're preparing it yourself, or have them put it in there.
Well, it's ceramic coffee mugs at the house, and then it's the stainless steel when I bring it in here. So.
But there's a lot of things in our, so we're finding this out. I mean, wouldn't it be wild if this is where the dementia is coming from?
Yeah.
A lot of it. On the increase in it, and I don't know, but
you think that maybe it was Joe's problem?
Yeah, maybe Joe's just sitting up there eating a pudding, warm pudding out of plastic. I mean, it would explain a lot,
plastic utensils, and
RFK could have saved him.
Exactly. Yeah.
Unfortunately, they quashed RFK in the Democrat Party, so now he's with us. I really want him going inside the HHS. I hope he gets. Confirmed. I don't look. If there was anybody who was not a Democrat who could do what he could do and would do, I would have them. But nobody has the knowledge he has. He's been suing these corporations over these chemicals for many years. So we just need the other side. But that's crazy that the plastic is now crossing the brain barrier. So when the left said, "Hey, let's recycle," they didn't say where the plastic was going into your brain. Anyway, meanwhile, Education Department. According to Trump, soon to be defunct. We'll see.
We've been hearing that for a long time, but this may happen this time.
Yeah, they've talked about it. Republicans talked about it forever, but nobody actually said, "Hey, I'm doing it." So let's see what happens. You know what the crazy thing is? Most Americans don't realize this. I had somebody that I just know from somewhere else to text me because she wanted to know what to say to her friend. She doesn't know much about politics, but she was saying, my friends they're panicking. They're saying Trump's going to shut down the education department and like kids will go to school and they're, they won't be able to go to school. And what do I say? And I'm like, if the education department shut down tonight, I never reopened again. Nobody would notice.
Yeah.
Schools would open in South Carolina, which is fine. Nothing would happen. You literally would not know if no one told you.
The Department of Education does not educate anyone.
No, it doesn't.
Now, it simply oversees things and spreads money around like a bunch of other agencies. But that's it. It doesn't educate anybody.
Yeah. I mean, basically what it does is you pay your taxes. They take the money. They attach federal dictates to it and they send your money back. And in order to get the money back, you have to do it the way the federal government wants it.
That and fund the teachers' unions.
Yeah, the fund the teachers' unions. Honestly, if you noticed anything at all, because education is conducted locally in this country, if you noticed anything at all, it would be that there are fewer restrictions in how you can operate. Let me give you one really devastating one that I, as a reporter, I'll tell you coming up next, discovered. They use the education money. This actually happened in Charlotte to keep rapists, murderers, and violent individuals in schools. Now, this is the kind of stuff they accomplish. Again, we should pull the plug on it. I'll explain coming up next.